Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Mizell. And in a few short days, I will be 37 years old. My birthday is September 23rd. And nothing says happy birthday better than heading over to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to podcasts and leaving a 5-star review, letting us know how much you like what we do here at Less Doing on the podcast. Or not, and we'll take that feedback and make it better. But yeah, it would be great if anybody feels like they could do that, because I've been doing this podcast for almost 8 years now, and I love it, and I really, really do. And so I hope that comes through in the content, and I hope that it's useful and valuable for all of you who are listening. But it is a one-way communication tool, so be sure to take a moment and let us know, let me know how it's going. What I want to talk about today is the difference between goals, objectives, and outcomes. Now, I think this is really key, because a lot of times we get confused, leaders get confused about what they can and cannot outsource or delegate. And we use those pretty interchangeably here. So at a very basic level, goals are basically an end result, right? So you might say that we want to increase revenue, have more sales. Objectives are a specific result, right? So the goals are, we're trying to get to a result of some sort, but objectives are a specific result. So if your goal is to increase revenue, your objective might be to increase revenue by 20% or 50%, whatever it might be, or cut expenses by 20%, whatever it might be. Now, outcomes are the measurement of an activity, the results of an activity, right? So against how you were planning for it to be. So it's what you want to achieve when you accomplish your goal. So it's sort of interesting how the interplay of these sort of comes together, right? So if you're talking about getting the increase in revenue at that point, then what you might end up saying actually is that, like, we want to become a $3 million a year company, right? You're getting to a very specific result as a result of increasing our revenue, or we want to become a multinational company, which would require us getting to this revenue point. So goals, objectives, and outcomes. And again, I think that these get confused fairly often. So where I see this getting confused the most is when you have somebody, I've talked about this at a very different level before. You have somebody who has a solution, but they don't know what the problem is, right? So they know what the solution is. They know without any shred of doubt, they know in their heart of hearts that this is the thing that they need to make everything better and all of their problems go away, but they don't actually know what the real problem is. So I've talked about this at a very small level before. The example I love to give is CRMs, right? Customer relationship management tools. And we get people all the time who come to me and they say, "Hey, Ari, what's the best CRM?" And my question is always, what do you need a CRM for? And most people, and I mean that, most people do not have a good answer. They'll say things like, "Well, we just want to keep better track of things," or "Everybody in the industry is using this," or "I just went to a conference and I signed up for this thing. Like, you know, is it the right one?" And they always are looking for a tool or a person or a process that's just going to make everything better. And I don't want to scare anybody, but it just doesn't work that way. I've never seen it work that way. And what you end up seeing in related to what we're talking about today with goals, objectives, and outcomes is that you have people who want to outsource their goals. And I think that from a company standpoint, from a personal standpoint, you might be able to get away with that. Right? If your goal is to lose weight, you can outsource that. You can get a personal trainer. You can get a nutritionist. You can get surgery if you want. So if your goal is a personal one like that, you can outsource it. But when it comes to businesses, I don't think that you can really, not even effectively, I don't think you can outsource your goals. So you can't say to somebody, "Make us more money." You can't. You may be able to say to somebody, "Save us some money," right? Cut expenses. But it's just too nebulous, right? Those are too big of a thing. So if you're saying to somebody, "I want you to cut expenses," does that mean that they start firing people? Does that mean that they close down locations, or does that mean that they become more efficient? If you tell somebody, I want more revenue, I'm hiring you to get us more revenue, then that person has a million options at their disposal. They could say, well, we're going to go into a new market, or we're going to, stop focusing on these three products and just focus on this one. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's not. Or they're going to say, well, there's this new opportunity that I think that we should take advantage of, and I'm going to do that because that's going to get us more revenue. It's setting everybody up for failure. Now, objectives, you can outsource in some ways. You can make some people accountable and responsible for those goals. Or for those outcomes, for those objectives. So if you say to somebody, we want to increase revenue by 20%, then that's something really specific they can get to. But it's still very hard because how do they do that? The only thing that you really can outsource is projects and tasks. So you have to be able to break those things down into projects and tasks. And what I mean by that is if you say to yourself or you say to your team or you say to your, this magical consultant that you've hired, you say, we want to increase revenue by 20%. You have to say something along the lines of, we want to increase revenue by 20%. In this year by doing Facebook ads, driving people to a product of this nature that we're going to sell. Or we want to do that by going into these three markets. And to do that, we need a person in each market that knows this. There needs to be specific things that people are going to do. So as an entrepreneur particularly, you can never expect to go to somebody and say something along the lines of, I know that you're talented. I know that you have a specialized skill. Use it and make things better. Now, this may sound like hyperbole, but it's not. We see this all the time with business owners. And it relates to something that we talked about, that I talked about in an article recently, and also I think a podcast as well, where I was saying how if you're not achieving the result already, then I can't help you. There's no way for me to tell you that you're going to just set up this process, install this tool, put on this automation, and hire this person, and everything's just going to be gravy. What I can do is say that if you're getting to the result, you're getting the $1 million in revenue, but it's costing you $900,000 to do that. You're getting the $1 million in revenue, but you're working 20 hours a day. You're getting the $1 million in revenue, but you have a team of 20 people. That's something that I can help with. Because now we can start to optimize, automate, and outsource. But when you come to a person, a consultant, a coach, a partner, an employee, anybody, and you simply start with, I want X, some magical result, figure it out, it's not going to work. And that's not what we're here for. We're here, and when I say we, I mean entrepreneurs in general, we are here to solve problems. Figure things out and make them work better. So I hope that hits home for those of you listening and that you start to think about more effectively the way that you outsource the things that you need to get done so that you can achieve the goals that you are setting and you are responsible for and you are owning. Now, if you like this stuff and you like what we're talking about and you like hearing this information, check out our website at www.less.do.com. That's D-O. And make sure to check out our Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder, totally free group, lots of great information and a really vibrant community to help you become more replaceable.